Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
My special guest, my very special guest, Cara, is here. Hello, Cara.
Hello.
Hey, hiya. So it's Cara Goodrum, and Cara is a singer-songwriter, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are indeed. So tell us how it all started and when.
Oh, I would say when I was very little, I was always learning how to play some kind of instrument. I started with the keyboard, and then I progressed on to singing. And I used to listen to like my dad and my sisters play guitar and drums and things like that.
Must have been a noisy household.
Oh, it's very. There's 8 of us, and then really? My parents as well. So it's always very noisy.
All playing music.
Most of them, yeah.
Wow.
I think there's 2 that don't, or 1's just started.
Did you ever get any sleep?
Strangely enough, yeah. You wouldn't have thought so. But yeah, then from that. About a year ago, I started taking it more seriously and writing and learned how to play guitar a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I just started getting some gigs here and there, and it's just progressed.
Okay. Are you, like, self-taught? It's just, like, happened through being in that musical family?
Yeah, I think so. I think my dad's been a huge influence on me.
Yeah. What sort of stuff do you play then, Cara? How would you describe it?
I would say it's very country pop, Americana style, based very much off Taylor Swift. She's a huge influence of mine.
Okay.
And I think she's what like made me want to start songwriting.
Really?
Yeah, I read her biography and said she started when she was 16. And I was like, oh, I'm 16 at the time. So yeah. I started writing. And then a year ago, it all clicked and I was like, this is how I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for you, do you think? Are you one of those people who thinks, I want to do this for the rest of my life? Or is it a hobby that you just enjoy? Or how are you approaching it?
I'd like to think I can take it further and make a career out of it. If I don't, then what I've done has been fun and definitely a lot of experiences under my belt, which I'm really happy about.
And can you tell us about some of that experience? Because you've done quite a few gigs already, haven't you?
I have, yeah. So I think the most popular ones on the island would be the Isle of Wight Festival. And
you
I played
there, haven't you?
I did. It was all 4 days. I'd done a 45-minute set a day.
Wow.
This was in the Tangerine Fields, so it was a bit quieter. And then I'd done the B-Dub Festival and some other smaller venues on the island. Mostly I've been performing off-island, so Southampton, Portsmouth.
Good for you.
Just South Coast at the moment.
So, and is it just you, or have you got a band that you lead, or is it just Cara?
No, it is just me.
Yeah.
I do have a few Southampton acts, which I like to perform with. But in terms of my music, it's just me and a guitar.
Yeah, so you just put your guitar on your back and head across the Solent?
Definitely,
do your stuff. Fantastic. And you're going to sing for us in a minute, aren't you?
I am indeed.
What's the song you're going to sing?
It's an original one, one that started off my very current career as a musician, and it's called Back and Forth. And at first I didn't like it, but I sung it to some of my Southampton friends, and they was like, that's really good, like, carry on playing that.
Okay.
So it's become popular.
And where did your inspiration for the lyrics come from? Are you walking around with a little notebook all the time? Or
sometimes, yeah. There's so many notes in my phone. I've got 3 or 4 notebooks with just lines. And but the inspiration for that song came from, I'd say it wasn't a relationship, but it was one that I wanted to pursue as a relationship, and they didn't want that. And I said, I can't keep going back and forth to you, basically.
Right.
So that's where inspiration came from.
Oh, that's a good intro. So have you got any more gigs coming up that you could give yourself a plug for?
I have a couple. My most recent one coming up would be Portsmouth, and I'll be performing at Jags at 119. And that will be at the end of this month. I believe it's the 24th, but I might be wrong.
Portsmouth.
And I'd also be back on the island performing at Tapnall Farm at some point also in November.
And do you actually like and prefer performing on your own, or is part of you think it'd be quite nice to have a band behind me as well? Or does it feel right that it's just you, is what I'm trying to get at, because of the nature of your music?
I think for me, it works as that image, just being me. But I would love to progress and have a band, just to do some more. I want to do some indie kind of stuff,
yeah.
Which I feel would be good with the band. So you've got the drums and the bass and guitars, yeah. And it would be more as a whole rather than an yeah. acoustic.
Does that make it more complicated for you in terms of writing the songs, or not? Does that not influence what you do?
I think it could influence what I do. Mm. I haven't tried it, but no. I think it could definitely sway me one way or another.
Yeah, yeah. But it pays to do different things anyway, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to just become stuck in one genre right now, do you?
No.
You want to explore and experiment.
Not many people are that into country, and especially yeah. like...
I was going to ask you about that, actually, because it's not the super cool... genre
no.
of the age, is it?
Most people want something, like I said, a bit more indie, but country is like where I think my roots lie,
yeah.
and I don't think I would ever give that up to go straight to
no.
another
no.
genre.
No. And just finally on that, you know, your love of the country, does that come from, is that the family influence, or is that something that you've picked yourself?
I think that was something I picked myself, just because whilst all my siblings are listening to all these different things, I was like, oh, I don't want to listen to that. So I found something
yeah.
different. And it was one, at the time, everyone was like, oh, we don't like Taylor Swift. And I was like, I really like her.
Yeah.
I think she's great.
Yeah.
So
good.
I went against the current, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anywhere on the island that people can see you in the next few weeks? Tapnall Farm, you mentioned.
Yes, Tapnall Farm should be happening end of November.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I have anything else lined up.
Okay.
At the end of the year.
But you're working on an EP for next year, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah.
Recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that should be out by July, if not sooner.
And all your own songs?
They will all be my own songs.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah. So do you want to get a set up and
yeah, I can
give
do.
Us a song from back and forth?
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll just chunter away while you get ready. Or are you
no
ready
worries.
Right now?
Yeah, I could. Well, just go pick up the guitar.
Oh, you need a guitar, don't you?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So I'm just covering while Cara tunes up. I think you're ready. You let me know when you're
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, I believe I'm ready.
You believe you're ready.
I think so.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in, Cara.
Thank you very much
I'm
for having
gonna
me.
I'm going to let you play out our interview.
Thank you.
Go for it.
My body needs to rest, but my mind is wide awake and I haven't slept for days. My head is just a mess. I've been letting down my walls, but now I've begun to fall. Every heart is a lock, and I know you found the key. Cause darling, it's no secret, you bring out the best in me. But I can't keep running back and forth, holding on to loose effort that you're giving me. I can't keep playing all these thoughts back and forth, trying to work out what you mean by the words saying on repeat. I can't keep giving you my heart if you plan on tearing it apart. Cause baby, she is not me. And you know what's hurting more is that you're running back and forth in your own mind instead of trusting me. Is saying no, but my heart is overbearing. I believe in what it's telling me. Cause baby, I just know what we could have is something special. It'll be our greatest lesson. Every heart is a lock, and I know you found the key. Cause darling, it's no secret, you bring out the best in me. But I can't keep running back and forth, holding on to loose effort that you're giving me. I can't keep playing all these thoughts back and forth, trying to work out what you mean by the words staying on repeat. I can't keep giving you my heart if you plan on tearing it apart. Cause baby, she is not me. And you know what's hurting more is that you're running back and forth in your own mind instead of trusting me. We're our biggest roadblocks, we're our only enemies. We've both been hurt before, but if you truly believe in me, I can heal the hurt, I can love you more than her. 'Cause baby, I'm not her. Baby, I'm no her. I'm no her. But I can't keep running back and forth, holding on to loose effort that you're giving me. I can't keep playing all these thoughts back and forth, trying to work out what you mean by the word staying on repeat. I can't keep giving you my heart, you plan on tearing it apart. 'Cause baby, she is not me. And you know what's hurting more is that you're running back and forth in your own mind instead of trusting me. Wide awake, and I haven't slept for days.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Cara. That was lovely.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was wonderful to hear.
Thank you.
I hope everybody enjoyed it too. If people want to know more and listen to you a bit more, is there anywhere they can go to listen to you online?
They can. I mostly use Facebook, so it'll be Facebook/Cara Goodrem Music. There is also Twitter and Instagram, which is just at Goodrem Music.
So if we just search for Cara Goodrem, so that's C-A-R-A, and then Goodrem, G-O-O-D-R-E-M.
Yes.
I got that right.
You did indeed.
Yeah.
Not many people do.
No, well, that's good. I'm trained, you see, I'm trained. It's fantastic to see you. I can't tell you how grateful I am that you played that lovely song for us.
I'm very grateful for being here.
Just lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cara.
Thank you.